I'm Aaron Nervous with Nervous Brothers Angus, and I've been joined here with Adam Mosden from Alberta. He's joining us as a customer, and he is going to give a bit of a testimonial on his experience buying bulls from our operation. So firstly, I'll just ask Adam to give a quick brief bio on himself and his operation.
Like I said, Adam Moseson, we farm at Wetaskiwin, Alberta, sort of halfway between Edmonton and Red Deer, right on the Highway 2 corridor. Mainly cow-calf operation, background around calves, calve out, about 500 cows. Try to do wintertime, try and keep the cows grazing, either corn grazing, swath grazing, bale grazing, something like that. Basically trying, our operations try and keep it as simple as possible. That's sort of what we go for.
Great, thanks. And the first question I want to ask you is, how did you hear about our genetics, and what motivated you to look into them further and make your initial purchase from us?
I guess the first place I saw that or heard about the genetics was actually just scrolling through Twitter one day. Just saw a couple posts that Aaron had and sort of followed it. Just clicked on and followed Aaron. And in all honesty, I think I followed you guys for probably 2 or 3 years before I ever even commented on anything or sent you a message or anything. Basically, the only reason I did that was we've bought some bulls in the past, and you get the long story with it, right? So I thought, well, just follow, sit back and see what these guys are doing, see if, you know, if their management system kind of aligns with what I wanted. And seemed like after a while, it seemed pretty close. So I'm like, well, so I think I reached out to you in January, probably January the year before we bought our first bulls off you, and just asked you some more questions. And that's sort of how we found out about it and sort of made our first contact with it, I guess. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. And so like you said, in 2019, you'd bought some bulls that year. And I remember following up with you in 2020, and you'd mentioned that you just really wanted to get a calf crop on the ground first before you kind of maybe purchase some more bulls down the road. And so maybe you can comment on how the first calf crop was and your experience to date with the bulls and how they performed, and if you've been satisfied with the purchases to date.
Yeah, so I guess the first bulls we bought off, we bought two off you, just so we could put them in our own, in one separate pasture all by themselves. We put them, I think they were middle-aged, I think at that time they were third calvers. We wanted to see that first calf crop hit the ground. Because we come out, looked at the bulls, I was very happy with the bulls, you know, size-wise, maturity, consistency, stuff like that. We wanted to see that first calf crop hit the ground. And yeah, they hit the ground like they were gone. The biggest problem we had with them was catching them to tag them, because they're about 4 miles away from home. And they just went like six, you know, 4 or 5 hour old calves, like you couldn't hardly catch them and hold them down. So that vigor I was just blown away with. Still a nice sized calf, not those little peanuts and not those monsters, right? Just that nice, moderate size. And in the 2 years we've been calving those first two original bulls with that group of cows, we've never helped one cow down there. I think the only time we've lost a calf on that pasture was this year, and it was just a freak wind, snowstorm, or rainstorm, and they all piled up in a corner and trampled it. But the, yeah, the vigor on those calves. And then last fall was the first time we'd seen those calves when we weaned them. And I was more than impressed with what growth wise and structure wise and everything, how they looked. The bulls themselves, I like buying 2-year-old bulls because we don't have to, technically we shouldn't have to baby them. And these guys, yeah, we didn't, they just got thrown with the mature bulls. So like they didn't come home that first year. I don't think they came home until just about the start of December. So they're just on old grass up till then, and never really phased them. They didn't lose a lot of weight, lose any weights really or anything. And just, they just acted like bulls and kept growing, and they've never stopped growing the whole time, which is what I like. It's not like that peaks and valleys of yearlings and 2-year-olds, and you buy them as a 2-year-old and then they lose, you know, some bulls you buy as 2-year-olds and they lose 300 pounds and then you got to put it all back on them. And these guys never did that. They just consistently just went, like I went up gaining weight the whole time. So that was nice. I like that.